Hi, and welcome to this demo of adding, checking, and deleting items from the shopping list that you can use in Google Home. And for this demo, keep in mind that I've already logged into my account, of course, on the Google Home. I've logged into the Google Assistant app on my iPhone. And then, of course, when I go and want to delete items from my shopping list, which I can't do on the Google Home itself, I can either go to the webpage shoppinglist.google.com on my iPhone or on my computer. In this case, it's my Mac. And in regards to the shoppinglist.google.com site, I also had to log in there initially when I first went into it with my Google username and password, of course. So first of all, I shouldn't have anything on my shopping list at the moment. So I'll just check. Hey, Google, what is on my shopping list?
Actually, your shopping list contains no items.
Which is quite true. Now, what I normally do when I'm doing my grocery shopping and getting ready for it, I start off in the kitchen with the pantry, fridge, freezer, cleaning cupboard, etc. So as I'm in the kitchen, I tend to yell out to Google Home and do things like, hey Google, add onions to the shopping list.
Okay, I've added onions to your shopping list.
Hey Google, add potatoes to the shopping list.
Okay, I've added potatoes to your shopping list.
Hey Google, add vinegar to the shopping list.
Okay, I've added vinegar to your shopping list.
Hey Google, add coffee beans to the shopping list.
Okay, I've added coffee beans to your shopping list.
Etc, etc, etc. And then if I want to check how I'm doing with the shopping list, hey Google, what's on my shopping list?
The four items on your shopping list are coffee beans, vinegar, potatoes, and onions.
As you can tell, it's got the last item that I just spoke first on the list. All right, so that's all well and good while I'm actually in the kitchen. The problem is that when I then go to other parts of the house, like the bathroom and the laundry and so on, to then check items that I need to get another one of or a new item for, I can either yell out very loudly or keep running back to the kitchen or my boys' room to use the Google Homes in their rooms as well. Or I can do this on my iPhone. Hey Siri, open Google Assistant.
Open your stuff and explore button.
Okay, so that's the Google Assistant open on my iPhone. And if I touch the bottom of my screen above my home button.
Open mic button.
I've got an open mic button, but of course you can do the two finger magic double tap to activate Google Assistant. So if I'm in the laundry and I need more wool wash for the washing machine, I've got my iPhone with me, so I can just do two finger double tap. Add item to shopping list.
What do you want to add?
Wool wash.
Okay, I've added wool wash to your shopping list.
Okay, and then if I scuttle around to the bathroom and do this, two finger double tap. Add item to shopping list.
What do you want to add?
New toothbrushes for boys.
Okay, I've added new toothbrushes for boys to your shopping list.
Okay, and if I went around to one of our loos or toilets, I can do this, tipping a double tap. Add item to shopping list.
What do you want to add?
Air freshener.
Okay, I've added air freshener to your shopping list.
And perhaps if I go and check my guide dog's food, she might need more food, so I can do a two-finger double tap again. Add item to shopping list.
What do you want to add?
Dog food.
Okay, I've added dog food to your shopping list.
And of course, I can check the items here on my Google Assistant app, which I don't tend to normally do. I just tend to then just wander back to the kitchen eventually and just double check the list on how I'm going anyways. So just let me exit the Google Assistant on my iPhone. This is what I would normally do.
Mail. No unread emails.
When I'm finished trudging around
double
the house.
Double tap to open.
Okay, so then when I wander back to the kitchen eventually, I can say to Google Home, hey Google, what's on my shopping list?
You have 8 items on your shopping list: dog food, air freshener, new toothbrushes for boys, wool wash, coffee beans, vinegar, potatoes, and onions.
So all well and good. As I mentioned at the beginning, you can't edit or delete items from the shopping list on the Google Home. You've actually got to go to the website either via your iPhone or your computer. This case is my Mac. If I want to change or delete one of those items, I can bring up Safari on my Mac here.
Safari, favorites, window, and open location.
Page and type in
shopping list. Closing, open the menu button. You are currently on the button inside of web content.
Okay, and it's loaded the web page. Now, if I go and read item by item.
My shopping list. Share this list button. Add item to shopping list button. Combo box, add item. You are currently on the combo box.
That's a combo box. Add a food, you can add an item.
Check dog food. Uncheck checkbox. You are currently on checkbox inside of web.
As you can tell, each item here is currently not checked. So have a listen to the next one.
Edit dog food button. Check air freshener. Uncheck checkbox.
So check.
You are currently on checkbox inside of edit air freshener button.
That's edit.
You are currently on the button. Check new toothbrushes for boys. Uncheck checkbox.
Check
you are currently on a checkbox inside of web.
Now, what happens with these checkboxes is that if you want to delete an item, you check the checkbox to remove it, and then you'll get a done button at the top. So, for example, let me go down.
Edit new toothbrushes for boys button. You are currently on the button inside of check wool wash. Uncheck checkbox.
Let's say, for example, you are don't need new wool wash. I can check it.
Check wool wash checkbox.
Then if I go back button by button.
Edit new toothbrushes for boys. Check new toothbrush. Edit air freshener. But check air freshener. Edit dog food. But check dog food. Combo box. Add item to shopping list. Done button.
There's you done are currently button. On the button. And select the done button.
Press done button. Combo box. Add item. You are done button.
Okay, so you are currently on
add item to shopping list. Combo box. Add check dog food. Uncheck checkbox. Edit dog food button. Check air freshener. Uncheck checkbox. Edit air fresh. Check new toothbrushes for boys. Edit new toothbrushes. Check coffee beans. Uncheck. Edit coffee beans. Check vinegar. Uncheck.
It's all gone. And if I want to double check with Google Home, hey Google, what's on my shopping list?
You have 7 items on your shopping list. So it's definitely dog food, gone. Air freshener, new toothbrushes for boys, coffee beans, vinegar, potatoes, and onions.
Now, if you've already selected the checkbox first, the done button is still on the screen, so it's still active. So if I come back.
Edit coffee beans button. Check coffee beans. Uncheck checkbox.
And you are I currently on checkbox. That one right now.
Check coffee beans checkbox. You are currently on a checkbox inside of web content.
And I check with Google Home. Hey Google, what's on my shopping list?
There are 6 items on your shopping list. It's already gone. Dog food, air freshener, new toothbrushes for boys, vinegar, potatoes, and onions.
Okay, so once you've basically deleted the first item, the others are active. So if I go back and edit one of these.
Edit new toothbrushes for boys button.
So I want to edit new toothbrushes for boys. So I'm going to select the edit button there.
Press edit new toothbrushes for boys button.
And I'm going to hit my backspace key.
S. Y. O. It's O.
S. E.
T. O. N. You are currently in the combo box.
And I type in a new one, so I'm going to type in clothes pegs.
C-L-O-T-E-S, clothes. P-G-S.
And hit enter.
Pegs. Edit clothes pegs button.
So now if I want to check with Google Home. Hey Google, what's on my shopping list?
There are 6 items on your shopping list. Dog right. Food, air freshener, clothes pegs, vinegar, potatoes, and onions.
Okay, so I've changed the boys' new toothbrushes to clothes pegs. And of course, if I want to put new toothbrushes back in there and add it, it's going to go to the top of the screen.
Beginning of text, my. You are currently on the button. Done button.
I'm going to select the done button to get rid of the checkbox activation.
Combo box, add item.
Open the I've got the normal combo box back. So I'm going to type in boys toothbrushes.
B-O-Y-S, boys. T-O-O-T-H, tooth. B-O-U-F-A-T-R-S.
And hit
brushes,
enter.
Boys toothbrushes.
And then I can just check with Google Home. Hey, Google. What's on my shopping list?
You have 7 items on your shopping list.
Correct.
Boys toothbrushes, dog food, air freshener, clothes pegs, vinegar, potatoes, and onions.
So that's how easy it is to initially add items to your shopping list. Via the Google Home itself, to use the Google Assistant to wander around and keep adding items to the shopping list. And then if you want to delete, edit, or add items to your shopping list, then you can do it via the shoppinglist.google.com site. But try and access that shopping list via the Google Assistant. I'll just show you what happens. Hey Siri, open Google Assistant.
Assistant, open your stuff and explore. Okay. Open my...
So, what is on my shopping list?
Here you go.
Okay, and of course I did Address. The two-finger double tap. Now, that's loading in Safari. The exact same page that I'm on my computer, I'm on my Mac. So, I touch the top of the screen.
Address. Shoppinglist.google.com.
Okay, shoppinglist.google.com. Flick to the right.
Reload. Done. Open the menu. Button. My shopping list. Share this list. Button. Add item to shopping list. Button. Add item. Shows pop up.
Okay, there's a combo double box.
Check boys toothbrushes. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Okay, so here we go. Double tap boys to toggle toothbrushes, setting. Checkbox not checked.
Edit boys toothbrushes.
I can button. Edit the name of the item. Same deal again. So I tend to use the Google Home to add and just check. The Google Assistant on my iPhone to add and check. And then if I'm going to start editing and deleting items from the list, rather than doing it on my iPhone, I'll just go to my computer, the Mac, and do it on the website there using on the Mac VoiceOver. So that completes this demo of using the shopping list on Google Home, the Google Assistant, in this case on my iPhone, and of course the shoppinglist.google.com. And remember that you can definitely add and list stuff from Google Home, but you can't delete stuff from Google Home. Anyway, that completes this demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.